Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire. I am your host, Aaliyah, Miss On Fire to Inspire. I just want to thank you all so much for joining me this beautiful Tuesday evening. You could have been doing anything else, but you chose to join me. And for that, I'm totally, totally grateful. So tonight, y'all, the Lord gave me our topic at midnight. And he said that you're seeing the news and you're seeing all of the news feeds of, you know, pray for this person. They're in the hospital and pray for that. And there's only so much of that you can take without starting to feel some kind of way. And the Lord said, so the topic tonight was going to be testimonies, triumph, and victories. And when I tell you that blessed me, it quickened my spirit. And so I hope that you guys are excited about the topic as I am. We're going to have some people who want to share with us to actually join in and share. You can come on the camera and share, or if someone's on the radio show, you'll be able to hear them audibly. You won't be able to see them if they don't want to join us on the camera. I want you to share with us like any type of victories, whether it's something small, something large, it doesn't matter. It's a win. It's a celebration. We celebrate you. We celebrate each other. And it's all about giving God glory and just celebrating. Tonight is a night of celebration, okay? So there's nothing too small, and there's nothing too large. We're celebrating each other in the wins that we have. So before we jump in, I want to thank our sponsors. So y'all, while I'm thanking our sponsors, you can be sharing the show, sharing the hitting that share link. So I'm going to thank our sponsors, and then we're going to jump on into the show, okay? So thank you so much for Red Rose Conquerors. Thank you, thank you, thank you. They are actually helping people learn how to network effectively and create a solid customer base and getting coaching with your home-based business startups. And so many people are doing that right now, starting up startup businesses because we have the time on our hands. And so that's Red Rose Conquerors with our business coach and travel ambassador, Ms. Elder Cornelia Brown. And her number is 404-786-0873. And I tell y'all, she is a beautiful, beautiful woman inside and out. Look her up, Cornelia Brown, or give her a call, 404-786-0873. 0873. She's also doing these baskets, y'all, and she takes donations, and she takes the baskets, and she sends them to different hospitals and people who are working in essential businesses. They're thanking people, and you can actually specify what hospital you want to send to. You can actually suggest a hospital as well. And she's our travel ambassador as well as business coach. We also have, y'all heard my theme song, that is our songbird, Ms. Deidre Norvette herself, y'all. Deidre has a CD out, where it's an EP. And those three songs, that CD is, that EP is called This Is Me. Y'all go out and support my girl. This Is Me is a compilation of three songs that she actually wrote herself. They're beautiful. And the CD, the EP, I don't know why I keep saying CD tonight. The EP is only $3. So y'all go show your support. And she's on all of your outlets, your digital outlets. We have Ultimately Unique You. That's my accessory girl over on Instagram. Ultimately Unique, the letter U. And that is, you know, they, you know how I love accessories, y'all. If I don't have accessories on, I feel like, oh. And then we have the 21-Day Mind Detox. If y'all hadn't already got it, go out and support me. That book is called the 21-Day Mind Detox. Hey, everybody, as you're joining, y'all hit the share button because we're going to share testimonies tonight, testimonies, victories. I don't care how large, how small. We're going to triumph and celebrate together over the triumph. We have... I just started this new detox journey, y'all. So it's about getting healthy. You know, we're all sitting up in the house, and you can eat and kind of overeat. And somebody said, I need to be quarantined from my refrigerator. And I just laughed when I saw that. But on this new health journey, and if anybody wanted to join me on that new health journey, reach out to me. But you can also check out my site at bit.ly/onfire, the number 2, the word live, on fire to live. But I'm excited about, you know, have some friends that's been using these products and just losing weight, and they're looking great. I told one of my friends, I said, girl, you look like you're 10 years younger. So, hey, on fire to live, anybody want to join me? Let's do this thing together. And then, listen, we got to Ultimately Unique You, Unique Expression by Design. If any of you all have graduates like myself, I have a daughter graduating this year. Yay, class of 2020. If you have need stuff personally done like that or for your business, Unique Expression by Design can take care of that for you. They're your one-stop shop for your promotional products. And they are at on Facebook at uebdesigns.com, like Unique Expressions by Design. So uebdesigns.com UEB Designs, that's how you can find them on Facebook, sorry. And their website is Unique Expressions by Design. Thank you, thank you, thank you to each and every one of our sponsors. We appreciate you. We give God praise for you tonight. So let's jump into our show. So tonight's topic is, y'all remember, testimonies, triumphs, and victories. So as I was reading a lot of the posts, I haven't done a lot of watching the news a lot, because I had to become tone deaf to some of the negativity. But, you know, you don't even have to watch the news. You see it in the feeds. And as an intercessor, people are constantly asking me to, you know, for prayer. And I don't mind it. I love for being able to pray for people and keep families lifted. But at the same time, you need that victory sometimes, that testimony of, guess what, this happened for this person. So I don't care how small, how large, if you want to share, I'm going to click the link. And if you get, if you're a little camera shy, you don't have to get on the Facebook Live. You can actually just share, you can just share in a chat. But it's more fun, really. It's a lot funner if you join me on the stage, so to speak. For those in Radio Land, if you press 1, I'm gonna bring you on, and they'll actually be able to hear you. They won't be able to see you if you want to share a testimony. So if you're in Radio Land, press 1. If you're at 929-477-2178, and you've pressed 1, I'm going to be bringing you on live. If you want to actually share on the Facebook feed, and you want to join me on the camera or just type in, that's going to be an option. But we're sharing tonight testimonies, triumphs, and victories. So please, y'all, keep it upbeat, because we want to just shut down all the negative stuff and just invite positivity, invite the joy, and just celebrate everybody and each other for the small wins, the large wins. I don't care. It's a win. It's a victory, right? All right, so we're going to actually take our first call from the radio show, so I want y'all to listen intently with me. Y'all ready? All right, here we go. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You have Aaliyah, Miss On Fire to Inspire. Who do we have with us?
You have Isna Tianti. How are you, my sister?
Hi, Miss Isna Tianti. I am great. How are you?
Girl, I'm alive and doing well.
Amen.
And I am still blessed by our conversation this morning. It actually kick-started my day to...
Amen.
Yes. So when you told me what your topic would be tonight, you know how we already had our time of fellowship and testimony, but I just want to encourage anyone out there who is feeling overwhelmed by this pandemic, for those who have lost loved ones, who have been isolated mentally, spiritually, emotionally, in every aspect, having to be enclosed with an abuser, with a child with special needs, all those things I have thought about, and I've been in every situation. I had a child with special needs. I felt like I was in relationship recently where there was emotional discord, and the Most High is so amazing because he did not allow me to stay stuck in the situation that could have been detrimental to me in a worse way. I shared with you, and you know, and not some of my audience may know on my page because I try to be transparent, but I was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder from coming out of the Air Force. And so this isolation affected me greatly because I was feeling like I had to always protect. One thing about being in the military, you always feel like you're having to be in protection mode. And so I never really grew or outgrew that coming out of the military, and that was over 20 years ago, and only served 4 years. But needless to say, I began to isolate even before the social isolation. I found myself going into a depression that I did not really share with a lot of people. And what I will say is that I got to a point where I thought that I was no longer necessary, that I wanted to, at my own hands, take myself out, and God said not so. And I am so grateful that God did not allow me to succeed in the attempt, because I know and I knew that he had a greater purpose for me. And when the enemy starts to speak into your ears and into your spirit, man, and you start thinking that those voices are real, I serve a God who's realer. I'm
Amen.
So grateful that God did not allow the trick of the enemy to trick me into doing something, taking care of a temporary situation permanently. And that's what suicide is. Taking care of a temporary situation and making it permanent.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I do know is God showed me that people who do so, he'll show you everything that would have taken place the next day, the next moment.
Wow.
Give you a view of your vision board so that you will understand that there was still purpose. You were here on purpose, with purpose, for purpose. And so when we try to do our own things, the Most High will step in and say, look, let me tell you something. What you're dealing with, you've been through it before, and you've overcome. And so tonight, we do overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. For anybody who was out there contemplating suicide, do not think that this is something that will last, because this too shall pass. Put you on some praise music. And I know I can say, well, how come you didn't do that? I did. And I realized that the trick of the enemy will even try to come in even deeper, but there is still yet a small voice that will come in all the chaos, all the confusion, and will say, my child, I love you. I care for you. This too will pass. For those who are dealing with losses, I know my sister just lost her father, But I'm going to tell you the beautiful part about everything that we're going through is there is a blessing in every lesson. And I wouldn't say it if it were not so. If I were not to rise from the moments of thinking that I would go to sleep permanently. But when you wake up your eyes and then you see the bright sun shining after a stormy night, it too will pass. Please do not get discouraged and do not be dismayed. Hold on just a little bit longer, because I'm telling you, Jesus did go to the cross to show us that we can resurrect from it. We can resurrect from each cross that we feel like we carry it. And yes, it's burdensome and it's heavy, but we will resurrect from it all. Do not be discouraged. And I'm here only as a testimony, because I too thought that it was enough. And God said, not so. Raise your head, fix your crown, and keep pushing on, because it's not over until the Lord says it's over, and it ain't over.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for being our first testimony. That was a powerful, powerful testimony. And the fact that you said the rest of that noise, you were able to drown it out and hear that small, still voice telling you that you were loved, that you, he loved you and showing you the vision of what he's called you and placed you here for. That's beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you, sister.
All right. God bless you. All right. So we are off tonight to our start of sharing testimonies, triumphs, and victories. I tell you, whatever it is that God is placing on your heart to share with us, because we're drowning out all the negativity from what we're seeing in the news and, you know, what we're seeing even being posted. But what is it that in this time of quarantine, what is it that you have experienced or breakthrough? Something you've learned, for me, I have been on this, I think I shared with you guys last week that I've been on this self-education and just really taking myself to another place. And I've had the opportunity to hear some millionaires and billionaires speaking about what they didn't get comfortable in that comfort zone and just pushing beyond that, because they knew that there was more for themselves. They knew that God placed them here for more. And I mean, each and every one of them was basing everything on their faith and knowing that they had victory. And so I want you guys to share tonight, because again, there's so much negativity that we're seeing and reading and, you know, being shared. So tonight we're going to dispel that, and we're bringing joy and light and life, because that's who we are. God is calling us to be that hope and that joy to someone that's going to be either listening live right now, or they're going to be listening via the recording later via the online access, or coming back and watching this. But in any instance, your victory, your sharing, for whatever you want to share. I had a young lady that did a post earlier today. And she said, y'all share your accomplishments. I was like, God, we are in that same vein. God gave me that word about the topic around midnight. And I think I read that lady's post around 9 o'clock this morning. And I was like, okay, Lord. But one lady was talking about how she just really, really loves, she loved doing yoga and things of that nature. And she found her a class where she actually took a spiritual, it was spiritually based. It was, based on the word of God, and she did a lot of meditation and just everything was based on the word, and now she is certified. And so, I mean, you know, every win, whether it's small, large, whatever your win is, we're celebrating with you tonight. So y'all don't be camera shy. Cheryl, and if you are camera shy, you can dial it in, or you can do like my sister here and dial in on the radio show, and you can share, because they will be able to hear it back on. I'm going to type in that dial in number for those of you who want to share on the online radio show podcast. But you can dial that way as well. But understand that you can't get caught up in what you're seeing. You can't get caught up in what you're reading or hearing. You can't even get caught up to what you're saying to yourself. Because So many people have been furloughed. They're being laid off. But understand that you were called to something greater than that job that you went into before this quarantine. You're called to something more than being a homeschool parent right now, because so many parents are in that place of, I've never been a homeschool teacher. I've never even taught. I've never been interested in teaching. Well, guess what? Something's just kind of thrown into your hands. And guess what? You're here today. You survived it. I'm proud of you. And I think sometimes we don't hear enough that you got this. I'm proud of you. You are a winner. You're winning. And each and every day you tell yourself, I got this. I'm winning. God, I thank you that you already equipped me. And I understand, even when I don't understand, I understand that your promise to me is still yay and amen, despite what I'm feeling, despite what I'm seeing. God, I thank you. And so I wake up every morning with an attitude of gratitude. I don't know who that saying is, that quote, but that's not my saying. But I do wake up with an attitude of gratitude each and every morning. And I said, Daddy, I thank you for waking me up this morning. And I said, I thank you for this day. Now, what am I to learn today? What am I to learn from it? And how are you going to use me today? That's my attitude of gratitude. And I'm getting ready to start working in my, and I'm not going to say getting ready to start working. I'm going to start writing in my gratitude journal again. I started, my sister Isma Tianti had actually made a beautiful gratitude journal for me. And you know how sometimes we get off course when we put things down? Well, I'm going to pick that back up and start it again. And I admonish you to do the same. Start writing down what you're grateful for. Start with your affirmations and things of that nature. And I see y'all trying to be a little shy tonight, and I don't understand why y'all being shy. Because a topic like this, oh, my God, I would love to share, a testimony, whether it's large or small. But I had backup in case y'all had gotten caught camera shy. I'm good. But I just want to share some scriptures with you all to keep you encouraged and keep that hope going, okay? One of the scriptures that blessed me as I was studying earlier today was just reminding me that in Matthew 12:21, New Living Translation, and it says, and his name will be the hope of all the world. Y'all, so don't get caught up in what you see. Get caught up in him. Get caught up in his name. His name will be the hope of all the world. That is Matthew 12:21, New Living Translation. Now, this one blessed me too, y'all. Psalms 42:5, the Amplified Version said this, and this is kind of speaking to the times that we're in. It says, why are you in despair, O my soul? And why have you become restless and disturbed within me? Hope in God and wait expectantly for him, for I shall again praise him for the help of his presence. We yet praise God despite what we see, despite what we're experiencing, despite what we're feeling. We have a yet praise in our spirit. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that wonderful to have that yet praise? And that one was Psalms 42:5, and that was the Amplified Version. But I just wanted to kind of feed you, because as I feed you, that word is life-giving. It's life-resonating, right? Then I went to Romans, and Romans was so meaty too. Romans 5:5 said, and this hope will not lead to disappointment. Y'all, we won't be disappointed, because our hope is in God, right? So it says, and this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us, because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. And that's what my sister said a while ago when she shared her testimony. She said, I heard you're loved. I love you, daughter. And so Romans 5:5, New Living Translation said that there's hope. Don't be disappointed, but be encouraged by the Holy Spirit and that his love, that you're loved by him, right? Then I stayed in Romans, y'all. Romans 15:13, New Living Translation. It says, I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with peace because you trust in him. Y'all hear that? Fill you completely because you trust in him. Not trust in a stimulus check. Not trust in what you see, not trust in a job, not trust in unemployment, but trust in him, completely in him. And then it went on to say, then will you overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. And so that one was Romans 5:5, New Living Translation. And then finally, the last scripture I'm going to give you was Romans 6:63, New Living Translation, and that one said this: the Spirit alone gives eternal life. Human effort accomplishes nothing. And the very words I have spoken to you are spirit and life. Y'all, these words of the word of God is a word of truth. It's life-giving. And so when you're in a place of despair, you just get in your word and just find life, and that word resuscitates you. Let that word breathe on you again. And so anybody gotten that confidence to actually share tonight? If you have, again, you don't have to come on the camera unless you want to. But if you want to come on the camera and share a testimony of victory, like I said, it doesn't have to be huge, whatever it is. Or if you want to, you want to type it in, or if you want to dial in at 929-477-2178, you're welcome to do so. But tonight, I just wanted to encourage your spirit. I just wanted to impact you and empower you with hope, with joy, because I don't care. I want you to look at every victory, whether a small or large. It's a victory. You know, you made it through the day of homeschool today. Yay. You have a child that is in seventh grade honors math, and you're like, Lord, what is this? You made it through it. I was one of those parents that I had a child that excelled. My child is a dual enrollment student, so she's taking college courses now in as a senior. So she was in the 11th grade taking her final math, and she was doing pre-calculus. Yeah, I was crying to make a B in pre-calculus. My child did a 97 first quarter of her junior year, and she made a 99 second quarter. I praise God that she excelled in math like that, because I couldn't help her. I mean, I could, but I couldn't. You know, it would have been like retraining myself all over again. So she didn't need my help. I praise God that she didn't. But we celebrate all the victories, y'all, small and large. You know, your parents that are that have class of 2020 graduates coming up, you know, a lot of this is still kind of up in the air with their graduations. My daughter, her graduation was originally May 22nd, and I think they have rescheduled for now until June 26th. We don't know exactly that will be it, but y'all celebrate them, encourage them, love on them, because that's a huge accomplishment. That's something that is totally different when they graduate from college. It's, you know, that's a huge accomplishment of graduating from high school. But, you know, we don't want them to be robbed of that. Even if they don't get to walk and they do virtual, whatever they do, celebrate them your own way. Start getting creative now. Like I said, Unique Expression by Design is one of our sponsors, and they're putting together a package now, because I was like, hey, do you have a package ready? I want to buy, you know. So, but look at stuff, get creative, and just celebrate them in your own way. You can do picture albums. You can go and find stuff like that and do that for them. You can do PowerPoint presentations and just kind of make it from their childhood up to now. I mean, celebrate them, because it's a huge accomplishment. And so, you know, that's a great victory for them. And we don't want to downplay it with what we're going through, because we're not going through anything when we look at what they're looking at. Many of them, I had just purchased my daughter's prom dress. And guess what? They're not having a prom. So, you know, that's neither here nor there, but we're still going to keep her dress, because maybe she'll still get to wear her dress and, you know, get pretty and everything. But y'all celebrate every victory. Your children that love doing things and being creative, y'all let them be creative. If y'all have to do, what do you call those things, the artsy crafty things, look up things. They're getting real creative. I've got to get that scheduled, because I said I was going to do story time. And I had parents telling me this time, that time, and I'm going to go back and look at the major times. I think the winning time frame so far was 1 o'clock p.m. But we're going to do that story time with Precious the Panda from my children's book, and celebrate our little ones and do the story time and make it fun for them, because it's bilingual. So we got to get creative, parents, you know, because they're not going to sit still and just get on the computer and do their work, and then they got all this energy bottles up. So we got to, you know, we got to do something different. Anybody want to share? 929-477-2178. Or you can actually come on the screen. But I had a feeling you guys were going to be a little camera shy tonight. That's fine. But I did want to come on and encourage you and let you know that every win, whether it's small, large, whatever your win is, love on your win. Love on yourself. Love on your children. Embrace where you are. Don't say, oh, God. Okay, embrace where you are and learn from it. What am I learning in this space? What am I learning in this place? How am I improving me? And when I go out into part two of life, it won't be as it was before. But when I go into the next phase, God, how am I progressing? How am I going into this new space in the new place in this new me? Because we should come out with the victory knowing that we've already been perfected. You know, we were already equipped, but now we've been perfected. Perfect your gifts. What is it that God has put in your hands that you can't sleep on? You can't, you're like, oh, God, you won't let me let go of this. Whatever that is, pray about it. You have nothing but time on your hands. Do it. For those of you that are joining that launch your expertise, day 5 is coming up tomorrow. Jump in. It's free. They're telling you how to sharpen the things that you already have. What do you have in your hands? What has God given you? What has he given you? I remember a sister of mine reminded me, she said, Aaliyah, you have that book and we loved it. We absolutely loved it. Are you on the come on, Teresa? Is that a come on or is that a praise hands? I'm trying to see. Are those praise hands? Hi, Natalie. Do you have a triumph or victory you want to share with us? Come on, it's on the screen. Everybody's being camera shy tonight. But the link, click on that link and you can join me if you want to join. But if you want to join, I want to hear somebody's testimony, not just on the radio. I want to see some smiling face and share. You're okay. You're late, but that's okay. You came on. We're sharing testimonies, triumphs, victories, whatever it is, we're sharing tonight. And, you know, I'm just sharing with parents. Celebrate every win, small or large. Grateful and proud of my son, 3 A's and the rest B's. Yay! Awesome job. Congratulations, Jahi. You know, celebrate all of the wins. Yes. You know, we're celebrating our 2020 graduates. That's another one of our rising 2020s. They will be finishing, the ones that are duly enrolled, they will be finishing. You want to come in? Click on the StreamYard. They will be finishing, the ones duly enrolled, they will be finishing up their exam this week. So y'all keep them lifted in prayer. You know, my daughter was like, she finished one of hers last night and yesterday. She's excited. She was like, it's easy. I was like, yes. So I'm excited that they're still keeping their momentum and they're right. I celebrate you, Aaliyah, for your dedication and enthusiasm. Thank you, my sister. Thank you, thank you. But you know, when God has put something on the inside of you, it's like there's a bubbling over. I can only explain it as having a bottle of soda and shaking it up and it just spewing everywhere. That's the kind of, when I think about, you know, just doing what God has called me to, whether anybody join or everybody join, it's just being in that space, in that place. All right, Mr. Reggie's going to join us and share his win. Mr. Reggie, welcome back to the show. How you doing, my brother?
Sister, God bless you. How are you this evening?
I am excited. I'm just like bubbling over, can't you tell? So tonight, the topic is testimonies, triumphs, and victories. When the Holy Spirit gave me that at midnight, I said, wow, God. So, you know, it's whoever want to share tonight, and it's whatever. And, you know, some people are like, well, all I had was, you know, I learned how to, I planted my flowers. That's a win. I'm not a gardener. I don't have a green thumb. That is a win. So nothing's too small or too, you know, too large. So what win do you want to share with us? So what victory do you want?
Again, first of all, I always going to start off by giving honor to God. And I thank you for the platform. Thank you for all the lives that you are touching. And as your voice continues to go forward, far, it's going to go even farther. So God bless you.
Thank you.
Take it out. For those who get to know me, I've been working with post office, this is my 24th year, okay? And
yeah,
I But let me tell you something, and this is just real talk to you. I've been, you know, experiencing certain amounts of fear and not knowing why. You and I had a conversation about that last week. I've been home from work. I haven't delivered mail since about the 1st of February. But praise God, I actually go back tomorrow full time. So they have released me, so I go do what I need to. But today I went in, and this morning, you know, I did what I had to do. I left work. I clocked out at 10:30. I had pulling that I needed to go to the mountains today. So I came home, I picked up my queen, and her and I, we thought we grabbed something, and we went to the mountains today, right? Heard and went, found us a nice little picnic table, a nice little area, and we sit and we prayed and we went through some things. And, you know, my wife asked me, she said, what exactly is Ikor? I said, I don't know, but I'll know it when he tells me, right? So we got up and we walked and we came on back down the mountain. As soon as I get in the house, you know, we went in, we got showered, we sat down, and, you know, there's a guy that I've been following on YouTube, and it's like, everything that I've been praying about is one certain little area. And I say this, ladies and gentlemen, because I really need to believe it. It sounds crazy. I didn't want to believe it either. I mean, I wanted to, but it's just, when God says write that vision to make it plain, he means it. We have to take it out of here and put it on paper, right? So when we start thinking about we were created in his image, in his likeness, that's our God power. Our God power is, he says, you, what do you want? What is it that you are looking for? What does it mean?
You still? Okay.
Please, right now. Grab your queen and let's go. And we went up, and it was really cool just to go and sit and bask in the abundance of. I told Lisa, I said, babe, look at all the leaves. Look at all the grass, you know, the water, the butterflies. Abundance everywhere. So if we would stop and look back over our lives and see the little things that he brought us through, ladies and gentlemen, that's a victory. You know, it's a victory. You know, some of us, we have some things we gotta hang up, you know, but one day I was like, you know, Father, I don't want to look at her like that no more. That's my sister now. So fellas, we can do it. Ladies, you know, when times get hard, you know, we think about things that we can go do. Guess what? If we go and just trust in the Father, everything comes to fruition. So, anyway, Leah, that's my testimony for today. You know, sometimes y'all get that little nudging that, you know what, I feel like I should go for a walk right now. Hey, do it, because you never know when the Holy Spirit is leading you and you're along your path as you're taking off and just going, and you could be walking on the path and meet somebody, and that person may hold a very key to your future.
You know what? And I want to tell you this. You made me think about something. You said you were able to notice the grass and things of that nature. And I remember I was walking. I used my yard as my gym last week, and I never noticed this yellow rose garden that was growing in the middle of my yard. I mean, not rose garden, but rose bush. And it's a single little rose bush by itself. And the Holy Spirit said, stop and look. And can y'all see? Y'all see a picture? And the Lord said, now look at it. And so when you said that, there are things that we've been so busy. And even with us being home, I noticed that. It's in the middle of my heart. But the Lord said, stop and look. And so it's in those small things, that's a victory to just stop and look and just experience. It's smelling the roses. I actually wrote that to actually post this week, and I hadn't done it yet, but I was actually going to post it, and I'm going to do it because you just reminded me of that. But yes, it's time to stop, look, and smell the roses. Not only that, but take advantage of this time and just look inward. You know, like you said, that God answered those things. And you took us to Habakkuk without taking us to Habakkuk. But you said write the vision and make it plain. And so that's what it's all about. I remember I used to annually write letters to my father. And I say, Lord, I thank you this year. This is what I plan to do. This is my letter to him. And it was like my beginning of the year letter. And I remember everything that I wrote him manifested 1 year. And the next year, it was like everything that was his will manifested. See, I didn't get upset. Hey, you know what I'm saying? I didn't get upset with the things that didn't manifest because I said, Lord, well, if whatever it is, if my will lines up with yours, then it'll manifest. And so, y'all, don't get weary when you don't see it manifest, because when it's his will, it's going to manifest even better and even greater. And so I say to you, continue to look at this. And that was the thing I was going to share tonight. One of the things, Damon John was one of the people that I spoke to, not spoke to, I wish, that I listened to last week. And he said, write down 10 of your goals. He said, write down 10 of your goals. He's the guy from Shark Tank and Fubu. He said, write down 10 of your goals. Five of them need to expire within 6 months. And many of those five, you're not going to attain. But you need to catch that net that large, that far. But he said, read them before you go to bed and read them when you wake up. And subconsciously, you're going to create something because you've already written it down. But you're going to use visualization to start manifesting what God has placed on the inside of you anyway. So that thing blessed me. That thing blessed me. So
just take the time. And, you know, I'm not saying that I'm happy that all of this stuff is going on. But one thing I will say, and I'm glad, is, you know, but it's a time for everyone to really look deep within themselves and say, you know, hey, you know, this is what's really been going on. Right? When you empty out everything, that's when you'll start seeing the glory of God.
Yes. You know, I remember hearing some saying that said something to the effect of, when you're down to nothing, God is everything to you, or something like that, or when you're down to nothing, God is everything. I can't remember the exact saying, but when you think that everything else is lost, that's when you see him, you know, just really in all his glory. And I'm not going to share all this tonight, but there was a young lady, she's an Olympic, Paralympic, gold medalist. And she said, Amy Purdy. And she said, your biggest loss can be your biggest asset. Because she was diagnosed with this rare disease at 19 years old. And I can't remember, it was a long medical term, so I ain't even going to try to dig. But at 19 years old, she wanted to be a snowboarder. And at 19 years old, this whatever this was, it both took both of her legs, it took her spleen and several other things. And she said, it's not about overcoming that obstacle, it's about using them. And she took that obstacle and she allowed it to be her catalyst to propel her. And so, needless to say, I don't know how old she is now, but she used that to empower her, and now she's a seven-figure earner, speaking to other people about, you know, being an Olympic medalist. You know what I'm saying? So she said it can be done. She said sometimes our detours can lead us to our destiny. So when I tell y'all, you know, it's all about how you look at things. God, what am I to learn in this? How am I to learn from this? And how can I get better and not bitter? You know? So that's one of the things that I say all the time. You know, God, I thank you. How am I to grow? How am I to learn? So I'm in my growing phase, and I want to empower everybody else to look deep, because there's so much more to you than you even see in yourself, you know? And I'm saying that not just to you, but to each and every person that's listening, whether you're listening live, you're listening online, or you're listening to the replay. There's so much more to you than that you have even, if you allow God to just take the blinders off, you will see, you know. I remember the Father told me when God was kind of wrestling with me about doing a show. He said, if you let me be me, I'll show you who you are. Did y'all hear me? If you let me be me, I'm going to show you you. Now, that was God speaking to me. So y'all just let him be him. And I promise you, he'll show you you. Mm-mm-mm. Well, brother, thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you, sister.
You're welcome.
Bye,
ma'am. Bye-bye. Hey, guys. Now, my brother just joined us and shared his testimony. And like I said, there's nothing too small. Let me see how I get you off here. There's nothing too small, guys. Nothing too small. That's a win to celebrate. Nothing too small. But so tonight we are going to get ready to wrap up if nobody else wants to share. But I just want to come on and encourage you. Tonight was a night of testimonies, triumphs, and victories. But if y'all don't want to share, hey, I did my part. It's your part to share because it's somebody else hearing your testimony that's going to help them through. It may help them through tomorrow. It may help them through the week. But whatever it is, know that whatever win you have, celebrate your victory. Love on yourself, love on your children, and most of all, let the love of God love on you. I am Aaliyah, Miss On Fire to Inspire. I thank you so much for taking the time out for joining me tonight. I thank you to each and every one of my sponsors. Thank you for sowing into this ministry. And guys, don't forget, celebrate each other, love on each other. Call your family members and check on them. Tell them you love them. My family members and friends that are in Georgia, my family member and friends that are in South Carolina, the different states that have opened up, please use wisdom. Please use discernment. This thing is not over, so allow God to guide you. My prayer for you is that God increases you wisdom and discernment each and every day. Love you guys. I see you same time, same place next week. I am on fire to inspire, y'all. God have a blessing.